Now to a widening gap between key players in Iraq. Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is threatening all-out war if Iraqi and U.S. forces don't stop a crackdown on his militia forces. NPR's Eric Westerveld has this report.
The threats came from Sadr's political and military wings. Nasser al-Rubai is an Iraqi member of parliament and head of Muqtada al-Sadr's political bloc.
I said my last word and warning to the Iraqi government that it should calm things and go the peaceful way instead of the violence way, or it will be like Saddam's government, and we will declare it open war until the freedom.
Fighting over the weekend in Basra, Baghdad, and Nasiriyah left more than 50 of Sadr's fighters dead. In Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood, U.S. and Iraqi forces have erected giant blast walls along a main roadway in the south amid ongoing clashes. One of the commanders of Sadr's Mehdi army, who goes by the name Abu Mushtaba, told NPR his militia fighters are anxiously awaiting word from Sadr and readying for a wider fight.
Unless the Iraqi government removes the concrete barriers in Sadr City and returns life to normal there and in the other cities and stops the military attacks and the random shootings, unless they take these steps, the ceasefire will be lifted and military operations will begin.
Sadr led two violent uprisings against U.S. forces in 2004, and another all-out uprising would threaten the fragile security gains in Iraq following a surge of 30,000 American combat forces last year. When U.S. 3rd Infantry Division soldiers arrived in the predominantly Shiite area south of Baghdad 14 months ago, they were getting attacked an average of 25 times a day. Today, Major General Rick Lynch's troops get hit once or twice a day, and his units are focused largely on economic development and rebuilding efforts. General Lynch says his forces are ready to switch gears again if they have to.
So if Muqtada al-Sadr and the Jaish al-Mahdi were indeed to become very, very aggressive, we've got the combat power we need to take the fight to the enemy, secure the situation, and then continue the mission of capacity building.
On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visited Baghdad's U.S.-protected Green Zone. She praised Nouri al-Maliki's government, saying Shiite politicians appeared to be working with Sunni and Kurdish parties in ways not seen before, what she called a coalescing of a center in Iraqi politics. The new cooperation, Rice said on Al Arakiya TV, showed a unified backing for Maliki's crackdown.
It is indeed a moment of opportunity in Iraq, thanks to the courageous decisions taken by the Prime Minister and a unified Iraqi leadership.
During Rice's visit, several 107-millimeter rockets fired from Mehdi Army-controlled areas struck inside the Green Zone. There are signs Maliki has gained new support from former rivals. On Sunday, the main Sunni Arab political bloc, called the Accordance Front, signaled that they're close to rejoining the government they quit in frustration last year. And Iran, which has close ties both to Sadr and Prime Minister Maliki, seemed to distance itself from the cleric. Over the weekend, Iran's ambassador to Iraq, Hassan Khomeini, voiced support for Maliki's crackdown in Basra.
The idea of the government in Basra was to fight outlaws. This is the right and responsibility of the government.
In describing the fight as one with outlaws and criminals, the Iranian ambassador used the same language Prime Minister Maliki uses to describe Sadr's militia, a strong sign of the cleric's potential political isolation from a key backer. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.